Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, it's me, Victoria, your DM. A month ago, we hit the 150,000 download mark, so we decided to team up with Dryad Gaming Co. to celebrate. We are giving away a handmade zebra wood dice tower and tray combination created by Dryad Gaming Co. Every Dryad Gaming product is made individually by the owner, Ty, and with the highest standards in mind. This tower and tray was built using traditional woodworking techniques and joinery and finished with a urethane resin blend to ensure that the tower and tray not only looks beautiful, but will also last for many, many campaigns. You can find more information about Dryad Gaming Co. on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Dryad Gaming Co. or at www.dryadgaming.com. This tower and tray combo, it retails for $110. Dryad Gaming Co. will send the lucky winner their prize directly because, well, us broads were Canadian and most of our listeners are in the United States, so, well, it costs a lot to send you stuff. All you have to do is tweet using hashtag BroadSquad and tell the world why you like the show. The winner will be announced on air February 16th. Okay, well, that's really exciting, so thank you so much for allowing us to hit that milestone. That's a huge milestone, and we're really happy that we hit it. I think it's time to get to it.
Hiding from the betrayer, Keela, Yularis, and Maypri have been living in Sigil, the center of the multiverse, for the last 2 months. They have made their home in the market quarter, along with Kenathar and Hannah, the Herald of Shanti, waiting for a signal that it is safe to move on. You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yularis, the half-elf wizard witch.
I should have learned silence.
Bianca Zelda as Maypri, our tiefling barbarian.
Keela, why are we running?
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard.
Yularis!
And special guests, Satine Phoenix as Hannah.
So loud.
And Ross Rockefeller as Kenathar.
I come back, grab a couple more sandwiches.
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM. Keela and Maypri,
A man yells as you bolt past him, almost knocking his market stand over. You duck under awnings and leap over sacks of grain. The market is crowded, polluted with noise and the smell of overripe produce and people alike. Oi! Stop him! Cry out two gnomes as they run after you.
Hurry, Maypri, our legs are longer than theirs. I'm running as fast as I can. It is hot and cold outside, and I'm so confused. Let's just keep going. I'm going to grab her hand and just try and, like, help her find a faster path through the booths, because I think I would be a little bit faster at cutting through a crowd than Maypri would. Maypri's a little bit more like a bowling ball in a crowd.
I tend to knock a lot of things over, and as we're running, I have absolutely knocked over a couple of stands, and I'm shouting, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I'll maybe pay you. And Keela's pulling me away.
Question, are you wearing your glittering hat?
I'm not. I know better than to represent the bar when I'm not working. I don't want to get fired. They're so nice to me.
Why are you being chased? And who are the people who are chasing you?
I want to say I stole something. And I don't know if Maypri was in on it. Maybe she wasn't and I got caught anyways and dragged her along.
We were shopping for food. I wanted to pick up some more vegetables that Hannah had suggested. I didn't really remember the names, but I remembered the colors that she told me that they were. So we were walking around the market just and I was pointing at like, hey, that one's red. That one's kind of red, I think. And I turn around and all of a sudden somebody is shouting at Keela.
There was this stand that sold these that was selling these homemade pastries, and they had these like beautiful little beef pies, and they had little apple pies, and there were a couple gnomes that were working hard. They were making them fresh in front of us, and when they turned around, I grabbed one, and they happened to spot me. Whoops!
Failed that sleight of hand check.
Definitely, and they passed that perception check.
So these gnomes have a high passive wisdom, is what I'm saying. Thanks for giving that to me. Gonna change that bonus. You are running down. So this is a great big market. There's awnings. There are stacks of things. There's people all over. And when I say there's people all over, there are people everywhere. And there is a range of people. You just came from Rashomon, which was really a lot of humans. This place is a whole lot of everything and things that you didn't even know existed. There are people from every single plane. So there are people who are flaming balls of fire, and there are people who look like ice cubes. There's these little mechanical beings that are just like marching very single-mindedly, doing their own thing. And you've got people who look half elven, half orcish. There's all sorts of people, and they're everywhere. And this place is very crowded. And a lot of people don't really seem to care that two gnomes are chasing these two people across the street. The one, however, seems to be like, well, it's shorter legs than you, seems to actually be pretty quick. And is starting to gain up on you.
Keela, why are we running? Like, my armpits are sweating. I wasn't prepared to run this morning. I can't believe I'm doing this already when we've literally just started, but I would like to spend my plot point.
Okay.
And I want my friend Kit to come rescue us. So I met Kit at the tavern because I was busking outside the tavern, and Kit is a 10-year-old elven girl. She's kind of a vagrant. You can tell that I could tell right away that she was the type who didn't have anywhere to go home to. She has long black hair and all of her clothes are very dirty, very ragged. And she was trying to steal from me when I was busking, but I, of course, being normally decent at stealing myself, caught her right away. And we sort of became friends after that. We would kind of go around town. We would get into a little bit of mischief together, and sometimes if she was hungry, I'd slip her a little bit of stew, help her out.
You're running. Maypri is demanding, why are we running? My armpits are sweaty. You just hear a, hey, you! And then suddenly a red and white striped awning comes falling down. And, well, actually, can I have some dex saves from both of you, please?
19.
22.
Okay.
21.
So, Kristen, what is this complication?
As the awning sort of collapses, it brings down some other things around it and spooks some animals nearby as other sort of boxes and produce start to fall all around them, and all of a sudden there's just like chaos absolutely everywhere.
Okay, we now have bleeding goats. We have bleeding goats who are just going nuts. We have people shouting. There is produce knocked on the ground. However, with those deck saves, you manage to kind of run through it. And you continue down the road as your pursuers are slowed down by goats. Yalaris, Kenithar, and Hannah. You are all sitting in a front parlor on the edge of an ornate sofa, which is upholstered in a red velvet damask and trimmed in with gold braid. Seated across from you, in a navy wingback chair, is your tutor, Yalaris. The four of you are drinking tea from porcelain cups. Who is this tutor?
I think we have a fairly aged tiefling sage on our hands here, an old woman whose expression says that she has seen some shit and she's not going to take it from you, but she knows her way around many planes.
So she's a sage. What would her class be? Hannah, perhaps? I think maybe you introduce the two.
Yes, I like that. We met actually in the park. And she's an old barbarian.
Ooh.
Who's decided to do something in her older years, which is learn how to read. Well, she's been doing it for like 40 years. So she's doing really well.
At reading.
Yes.
But she's read a lot.
Yes. Which means she knows a lot.
Reading. I've been doing it less than 40 years. That's, I do. Okay.
Yeah. Very true.
Okay, so we have a barbarian who knows a lot about the plains, and they're now a sage. They're a sage barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very wise, well-read. Perhaps you're impressed by their... She's a she?
She is a she.
By her library. Kenithar, or Ross, why don't you add an element to this aged tiefling sage barbarian?
She's got to win her chess matches for lessons.
Ooh. So this barbarian's really good at dragon chess too.
Yeah. And does not lose well.
They live in a very fancy apartment.
Yes.
What is this tutor's name?
Oglava.
Oglava. O-G-L-A-V-A?
Sure.
I think... Oglava says, as she leans over to take a triangle sandwich. I think it's time that we up the ante on your training, Yalaris.
I would love that. What do you have in mind?
I know you have to stay here for a little bit longer. Why don't you move in here? And I can show you... Well, there are some doors here.
Do you have space for my books?
I always have space for the book.
I'm going to like look at Hannah and Kenithar to make sure that they don't look too offended, but I'm super excited. There's not going to be any more better handprints. That sounds like a brilliant suggestion.
Great. I'll have Vince collect your things. Would you like a sandwich, Kenithar?
Yes, please. Thank you. This sounds like a great arrangement.
And you, Hannah?
Oh, I have five of them. One in my mouth and I'm holding through. I'm like, delightful.
Hey, Bianca here. Do you find that your dungeons just don't level up to your expectations? Are your adventures just missing those tall, ominous structures that everybody just can't help but enter? If so, Kobold Press has 12 Peculiar Towers. 12 Peculiar Towers is a collection of 5th edition adventures for characters level 1 to 13, with the theme of, you guessed it, towers. Discover the mysteries that lie within. There is the forest lair of a Ravenfolk bandit gang, a magical archive of ancient elven lore, the hideout of a powerful thieves' guildsmaster, the stronghold of a sinister blood mage. I mean, blood mages and towers just seem like they go together. And then there's 8 other distinctive dungeons. Each tower comes with a beautifully illustrated map, including many isometric maps, and of course, plenty of traps, hazards, and enemies to challenge your players. You can get 12 Peculiar Towers in print and PDF today at koboldpress.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tracy here. I would like to take a moment to give a big thank you to everybody who has been leaving us reviews. We really appreciate your kind words and we really take it to heart. If you do want to support us, and if you haven't left us a review yet, if you could, we would so greatly appreciate it. But I would like to take a moment just to highlight a few of our recent reviews that we received. One of them was from Bookworm 6764 5, who said, "As someone coming from listening to comedy-heavy D&D podcasts, this show surprised me with how quickly I was invested in the mystery and drama. This podcast is run by 4 extremely talented people," aw, thank you, "and together they've created an eerie, beautiful world populated by engaging characters. This is a podcast where you can tell an immense amount of effort has gone into its creation, and it deserves every listening ear it can get. Thank you so much. That is so kind." The next is from PassItAlong69, who said, "I love this show so much. These characters are beyond captivating and interesting. I love the interplay and the pace. Hold out through the audio issues in the first 4 episodes. It is worth it." Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And our last review today is from Kitten201327, who said, "This podcast fed me in 2018. My lesbian is thriving. I feel the WLW power coursing through me. See you at PodCon. Mwah." So hey, Kitten, thank you so much, and we can't wait to see you at PodCon. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who has left us a review so far. We really appreciate it.
You start to hear a big racket outside. There are quite a bit of animal noises and shouting. Oglava stands up, a little concerned. She has her teacup in her hand, her saucer in one and her teacup in the other. And she wanders over to the window and she pulls aside a lace curtain. And as she does that, you all see Maypree and Keela running down the street with what looks like a herd of goats following them and bleeding behind.
Oh dear. We should probably take care of this.
I don't know those people. Do you know those people?
Hilarious!
You can't see me.
Do we
I'm
see
not
her?
Looking through that window. I'm turning away with my tea.
I'm shouting her name anyways. Hilarious!
Yularis, we should be proud it took them this long.
I should have learned silence.
Come on. And I lead them out. I go outside.
Hannah!
So loud.
I come back, grab a couple more sandwiches.
Come on, then.
Hannah!
I'll set down my teacup and nod to Aglava. I'll see you later then. Soon.
Yes, indeed. And then she just continues to drink her tea as she watches this scene outside of her front window.
I look longingly at the teacup as I walk away.
Okay, you go outside and there's a whole bunch of goats.
Goats.
And you see two gnomes who are struggling to get through these goats towards your friends.
Which is this?
Are they just still running?
I think we are.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we're quite in safety yet to stop running.
I have picked up one baby goat, though, and I'm running with it under my arm.
This is just too much movement. Entangle. I go to entangle the two.
Oh!
Okay, you're entangling the goats or the two gnomes?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yep. situation.
Yes.
Just make it stop. Yes. That's a strength saving throw, DC 17.
Oh, dear. Ooh. I don't think I can do that.
They're not super strong.
What do the goat saving throws look like?
I'm just going to say they get entangled. They're goats. So I rolled for the gnomes a 16 and a 13. So they become entangled. What does that look like?
The weeds in the ground just start growing really long and they start unfurling and like little shoelaces. They just start winding their way around everything, kind of making a giant tumbleweed of bright green ball.
Nice. Ball full of goat and gnome.
Yeah.
And awning.
Do Maypri and Keela have to save against that?
They were at the... Oh, yeah. You know what? This is a contained area.
They are part of the situation.
They were in the situation.
They are part of the situation.
PSA, Keela's not very strong. 12.
Yeah. I rolled a 19. I'm a tough girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm mostly driven by the fact that I have to save my one goat out of this entanglement now.
You have a child now.
What is this goat's kid? Name?
The kid is called Yalaris Jr. And she's precious.
So what does it look like when Maypri saves Yalaris Jr. from this great big tumbleweed?
You can see the entanglement start to crawl up my legs, but I mean, I still have that burst of adrenaline after Keela has pulled me out and we've been running for our lives. And as these weeds are crawling up, I'm just like taking step after step and like breaking every single entanglement. And I'm holding Yalaris Jr. above my head, roaring like, we're gonna make it through this. We've got this. I'm really into it.
And Keela, what's it look like? How is Keela sucked into this entanglement?
Well, I think what it comes down to is during our last level up, we discussed that Maypri is just a tiny little bit faster. Like, not by much. It's like 10 feet every 6 seconds.
40 movement speed instead of 30.
But that makes a big difference when these weeds pop up and Keela's like just not quite on the threshold and the weeds are like under her feet and she kind of tries to jump and dance away, but one of them manages to come up and grab her and she falls and falls onto her face, and she was holding her apple pie that she stole, or was it an apple pie or an apple tart? Her apple pastry that she stole is in her hands, so when she falls on her face, it gets squished on her chest, and she is very upset about the loss of her apple pastry.
Yeah, and I think as you get entangled into this great big ball, it's smushed up against your chest, and then there's like a goat who's like, and starts nibbling at
100%,
it, cleaning
yes.
it up.
That one's Maypri Jr.
They're my favorite, but they were too far away for me to pick them up.
We named them as we were running. Like, her and I were running, yeah. Like, hand in hand. Like, that one's Ularis Jr. That one's Keela Jr. That one's Kennethar Jr. But I could only pick up Ularis Jr. because she was the fastest.
So now we've got the situation under control at this point, really. There's a great writhing, entangled mess of people and creatures. What are you doing?
Okay, somebody explain themselves.
Running out of what's left of the entanglement with Ularis Jr. over my head.
Hannah! Oh, it's good to see you. So I was running with Keela, and I'm going to look back and kind of see the chaos behind me. I don't know why we were running, but that happened. If you want to pick up Keela, she might be able to answer more questions. And I'm going to cradle Ularis Jr. to my chest.
I think at this point I've managed to kind of like wiggle my way out of the weeds. So I'm standing up with apple pie smooshed all over the front of my jerkin, looking very upset.
And I think since you've managed to wiggle out, I'm going to do some.
Oh, argument with the gnomes. I mean, they're totally in the right.
Okay, the one, not so much. The other one, natural 20. The other one, she manages to wiggle out right behind you, and she's reaching towards your ankle to pull you back. Hey, you owe me for that pie.
Wait, you stole a pie? That's very rude. And I reach down. I'm so sorry. And how much does she owe you?
Well, our booth is now destroyed, so 20 gold.
Keela. I reach into my bosom. I dig around a little bit.
I look very chagrined while this is happening, by the way. Like, I look like a guilty child who got caught with her hand in the cookie jar, and my cheeks are very red.
Say you're sorry. Apologize. And I try to... Somebody help me. I'm very old. Oh, somebody help me get Hannah. Them out of here.
Am I lifting up the gnomes?
And the goats.
And the goats, yeah. I'll help everybody out. And I'm just going to start pulling up goats and gnomes. I'm not as careful as I really should be. And a couple might go a little bit farther than is probably better for them. I'm trying my best.
Now apologize.
I'm sorry. And then I also turn to the goats and say, I'm sorry to you too, goats.
Here you go. And I hand 40 gold pieces.
That all fit in your bosom? Wow.
Thanks, Hannah.
You have to mean it. It only counts if you mean you're sorry.
Really, I'd feel more sorry if I actually got to eat the pie.
Well, you deserve what you got.
I think I'm just standing behind Hannah with my arms crossed, just shaking my head at them, enjoying this chastisement from another source. Just, yeah.
At some point, it just feels like enablement still, though.
Oh, yeah. So I grab Keela by her ear.
Yes!
Now come in and we're going to sit and have sandwiches and tea, and you're going to sit there until I feel you've been punished long enough.
Punish me with sandwiches, all right.
No, we are going to eat them. You're going to watch.
Oh, no!
And we have lots of scones and jam, and then we're going to lecture you for about 20 minutes.
No! Oh,
I love her. I think Hannah's quickly becoming my role model.
What should we do with all the goats?
I mean, I want to keep one. You gave them a lot of gold. I don't know where they came from, but they all ran with us. They are meant to be with us.
We don't need to live with goats again, Maypree.
That was the best time I've ever spent with you two. No. We just, like, hung out with them. We ate food with them.
I have recurring nightmares about that goat shed. I'm moving out.
Well, we could milk them and sell it at the farmer's market.
I don't know how to do that, but you could teach me.
I would love to teach you. It's like the butter spoon, but different.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that, Hannah.
Oh, geez.
So when's Vince coming again? He's coming soon, right?
So are you all going into Oglava's house from here?
I mean, there's scones and jam, yeah.
Okay. So you all head back to Oglava's house, and Oglava is still standing at the window, sipping her tea.
I go pick up my old teacup, and I'm like, just flump into that red velvet damask and sigh a deep sigh of relief, and just continue my tea.
Where were we?
You all have wonderful tea. It's delicious.
Except for me.
Yes, Kila watches.
Yes. Kila is forced to watch as she is
chastised. My tea extra loud.
Can I make a sleight of hand check? Can I try and steal a scone?
I would like to cast Hold Person on Kila.
No cooperation here.
Whatever happened to Bianca, right, like,
and I don't even
teamwork.
Know how to facilitate this.
This is what
you two.
Downtime does to people. They go a little stir crazy. It brings out the worst sides of their personalities.
Like, poor May Priest just sitting on the ground, watching you two struggle, holding on to Yularis Jr., sipping tea.
Do I even know that she's named Yularis Jr.?
I don't think I've said it out loud yet. We're just chilling.
Join us on February 2nd when we will continue with Satine Phoenix and Ross Rockefeller. This weekend, us broads are going to be at PodCon. We're super excited. So if you are in the Seattle area, you should come on down. Tickets are still available for those last minute choices. See you next time. Join hosts Hannah Schaefer and Evan Roland as they redesign their first role-playing game. Design Doc is an experiment in public participatory analog game design. It's fun, it's messy, and you're invited along for the ride.
Hey, Kristen here, just coming at you with a big thank you to our new patrons, Gary Shaper, Patrick Harris, Carolyn Seedman, Click, Marcus Valafi, John Holland, and Thraxina. And also, thank you very much to our upgrading patrons, Carl Skipper, Ryan Bolter, and Patrick Parker. Thanks guys so much, we couldn't do without you.
I was going to say Leon, but that's a different character.
Leon could be here too.
Leon is just everywhere.
Leon is all of us.
No, we'll call him Vince.
Okay.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Other music used was by Kevin McLeod of Incomptech.com. Cottages, Northern Glade, Call to Adventure, and Bushwick Tarantella Loop. The Concerto for Two Oboes in F Major, Opus 9, No. 3, 3 Allegro, was recorded by the Advent Chamber Orchestra, found on freemusicarchive.org.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.